Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Welcome to the holidays. We're well underway. And the holiday season usually means extra food, special meals, and loads of additional calories. And there goes the waistline. And perhaps also, there goes that good control you've had all year of your blood pressure, blood cholesterol, and or glucose levels if you have diabetes. So this year, you might want to think about some easy changes to some of your family favorite either main dishes or appetizer dishes to trim the calories. And you can perhaps get to the new year at least at the same weight that you were when you headed into these holidays, and definitely not with a weight gain. So let me throw out some ideas to you. You could see if some of these might hit the spot for you and your family. I would say make it a family proposition to pull out your old recipes and tackle some of those ingredients to decide where you might be able to make some adjustments. Can you decrease an ingredient? Can you change it over to something that's completely different but still gives the same texture and taste and flavor? Or could you potentially omit it? For example, the use of salt usually can be omitted in a recipe. So in the appetizer line, if on the holidays you like to have lots of appetizers around and maybe not even do too many meals, here are some thoughts. Of course, think about lots of fruits and vegetables served in various ways. Oven roasted vegetables with a healthy dip, fruit platters with a light honey, cinnamon, vanilla yogurt dressing or dip. These would be great to serve your family. There are a wide variety of baked chips or tortilla chips that you can pick up, or make your own flour tortilla chips with just brush them lightly with oil or spray them with Pam and put them in the oven. That is, put a whole tortilla in the oven at about 425 degrees. It will come out a little bit crispy, and you just cut it with your kitchen shears into different shapes or into little triangle wedges if you want to use as a dipper. And then for dips, you can buy the commercial ones, but they'll always be much, much higher in sodium and fat. So it's really great to make your own using a base of a lighter reduced fat or fat-free cream cheese or sour cream or Greek yogurt. Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful because it has a texture of a sour cream. It's a little bit richer, but it's just richer from the protein in it, not the fat. And then also consider different types of dips, like taking black beans, for example, or chickpeas and slightly mashing them. You could puree them to get them very smooth, but even just slightly mashing them and adding herbs and spices, cilantro, parsley, finely diced red peppers, or finely diced onions to it to give it a great flavor. Those dips are always better made 1 or 2 days ahead and let it chill out in the fridge. It'll have a great flavor. Okay, if you're planning your holiday dinner and you're thinking about some of the side dishes, just a reminder, if you're doing a traditional turkey or a bird, make sure you cook that stuffing outside of it in a casserole dish to keep it the safest temperature. When you're making that dressing, consider not melting butter or margarine to put in it, which is what every recipe calls for, but consider adding vegetable broth, chicken broth that's reduced in sodium, a nice cider, different herbs and spices to it, and even just water. But that dramatically changes the whole calorie content and sodium content of that dressing. If you buy a packaged dressing with the seasoning mix in it, they're going to ask you to add melted butter or margarine. There go the calories, right? And it's already going to be pre-seasoned. There goes the sodium. So if you can do it from scratch, that would be great. When you're making some of your side dishes, like mashed potatoes, for example, rather than mash it with lots of butter and cream, etc., consider using other liquid ingredients to mash. Greek yogurt works great. Just the plain Greek yogurt. You can use chicken broth or vegetable broth for flavoring it. You can put in lots of garlic. That gives it great flavor. And then you can use the fat-free cream or the fat-free sour cream, and even fat-free cream cheese gives a really creamy texture to mashed potatoes. And then at that particular holiday menu, consider featuring some baked fruits, like baked pears are just so special. I mean, they're really lovely to serve. And then oven-roasted vegetables, like root vegetables. You might do turnips and sweet potatoes and carrots and oven-roast them, and they'll have a lovely flavor. And then if you're going to be baking for the holidays, whether it's a side dish like cornbread, or it's rolls that you're going to have, or it's a dessert, with your baking, be sure to coat the pans with Pam spray rather than coating with butter or margarine. If it's a sweet dessert, you can usually reduce the sugar by 1/4 to 1/3 of what the recipe calls for. If you're making a pie, consider using a low-fat graham cracker crust, or to do a single crust pie. As soon as you put the top crust on, you've added additional calories that you really don't need. And then in some of your bakery items, like if you're making a cake, you can remove all or part of the oil that the recipe calls for, and you can replace it with applesauce, or you can replace it with baby fruit like baby pears or prunes, and that fills in for the oil. Tremendous calorie difference. So a half a cup of vegetable oil is about 1,000 calories. 1/2 cup of natural applesauce, 50. Wow. What a huge difference. So even if you use that applesauce to replace part of the oil, you've saved a lot of calories. So yes, even during the holidays, you can eat healthy. You have to look at those recipes, make a few adjustments, just as you would during the rest of the year. This is no different. And if you've done it right, if you will, nobody's going to know the difference. Nobody is the wiser. And you will have saved hundreds of calories and tons of sodium. Well, that's it for today. Happy holidays to you and your family. And just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.